knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Please company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Yeah, so you really like the dress?
Oh, it looked fabulous. It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. Nice long ham, really pretty.
You sure you girls don't want any of my cheese omelet?
No, Jack, none for me. I'll just stick with my juice and toast. Well, maybe I will have just a little bite.
Yeah, I think I might just try a little smidgen there.
How does it taste, girls? Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Mm, good.
Oh, well, I'm glad the eggs weren't so rotten after all. I'll get the paper.
Jack!
Oh, and you know, the cheese looked kind of moldy, too.
Nah.
She's not wearing a collar.
Good, then she must be a stray.
Great!
Whoa. Let's not get any ideas. We can't keep her.
Why not?
You know the rule, no pets or else. Furley would throw us out.
Oh, he's all talk.
Oh, yeah? Remember how he threw Mrs. Kalinske out when he caught her with a pet?
That was a boa constrictor.
This is just a tiny little kitten. Who could get mad at that?
Mr. Furley.
Yeah, Jack?
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi. Here, you better take your paper before somebody grabs you.
Here, we'll take that.
Yeah,
Mr.
we will.
Furley, thanks a lot. Was there something else?
No. Can't I just come up to shoot the breeze? I just like to visit with my tenants once in a while. What are we looking at, Jack?
Nothing.
Jack, why do you keep turning away from me?
Well, it's so early in the morning, I really don't look my best.
I don't care how you look, turn around. Yeah, you're right, you don't look too good.
Well, it's just... Sorry, I'm just a little jittery without that first cup of coffee in the morning. I better go get it right now.
Not so fast. Nothing gets past old Eagle Eye Furley.
No, see.
Don't try to fool me. You're putting on a little weight, aren't you?
Oh, darn, I was hoping you wouldn't notice. I guess I've had too many Regal Beagle beers. What was that?
That was Jack. He said that he's got to go meow.
Meow?
Right, meow.
See ya. Yeah, see ya, Mr. Furley.
Boy, tenants. Unless they want something, they won't give you the time of day. All right, I'm going.
Meow.
Yes, meow.
We sure fooled him, huh?
Yeah, but for how long? Old Eagle Eye is in and out of here all the time. You know, we just can't keep her.
Well, we can't just throw her out.
Of course, now we have to find her a home.
Where?
Yeah, where?
Where? I got it. Let's give her to Mr. Furley.
Hold it. Earth to Janet. That's who we're hiding her from.
Jack, I know that. But you guys know Mr. Furley. I mean, down deep, he's nothing but a big softy. When he gets a look at this itty-bitty face.
Yeah, Janet, the rules.
Oh, Jack, he's in charge. He can break the rules.
Well, we can't give him the kitten, or else he'll know that we know that he's breaking the rules.
Okay, okay. We won't just give her to him.
We'll leave her on his doorstep.
How are we gonna get her to stay there?
We'll...
Got any crazy glue?
Jack!
What about a staple gun? All right.
That is just so...
Fly paper. You like fly paper? You want her to look her best, don't you?
Oh,
hi. Okay, Kitty, when he opens the door, smile. But remember, whatever he's wearing, try not to laugh. All right.
Yeah? Darn kids. It's a cat! How did you reach the doorbell? What are you doing around here anyway? Don't you know this is no pet territory? I'm the head honcho around here, and that's one of my strictest rules. Of course, if you want to hang around a while, I guess I could make an exception. But you better keep it quiet, okay? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? That's a joke. You'll find I'm quite a kidder. Oh, you're gonna like it here. It's nice and quiet. Not like those other apartments. All the friends dropping in, laughing, talking, carrying on. They never get a minute's peace. But hey, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of excitement right here. Do you like to watch television? Let's see. What kind of shows would be good for you? I know. Kitty shows. Hey, you know something? We're gonna have to find a name for you. I got it. Patches. Patches. When I was a kid, I had a cat named Patches. You remind me of him. The cutest little thing. He was my best friend. And one day, while I was at school, he got out. And this big truck came along. Well, I'm going to call you Patches. But you better never cross the street without my permission, okay? Okay, I got to answer the phone. You wait right here. Don't take anything now. I wouldn't want to find out you're one of those cat burglars. You're going to get quite a sense of humor hanging around me. I thought I'd better take you with me. Hello? Bart! My brother Bart. He owns the building. Don't say anything. Hello, Bart? Yeah, everything's just fine. Well, yeah, expenses have been running a little high, but a troubleshooter? Well, what do you mean he's on his way over here? Well, Bart, I've been doing a good job, haven't I? Hello? Hello? Damn! Excuse me. Now, what am I going to do with you? Oh, if he finds you here, Running.
Girls, keep your seat, okay? Don't move. I'll get the door, no problem. I'm getting it right now, see? Well, hi. You the Avon lady?
No. I'm Muffet.
Oh, hi. I'm Jack.
Have you seen my kitty?
Come in. Your kitty? Are you looking for a kitty?
Uh-huh. I've been looking all over for her. Her name is Cuddles.
Her name is Cuddles.
That was your kitten?
Yes. Do you have her?
Yes, we did. We did, but we don't. We will, though.
All right.
Why don't you go into the kitchen with Auntie Terry here and have some yummy milk and cookies, okay?
And what will you and Auntie Janet be doing?
We'll be thinking about paying a visit to Uncle Furley.
See? Everything in that bathroom works. And that goes for the rest of the building. They don't call me Mr. Fix-It for nothing. If a faucet drips around here, I replace it. Pronto.
Why don't you just put in a new washer?
A washer?
Yes. If you keep replacing every little thing, there go the profits.
But doesn't Bart
want... He wants managers who keep expenses down, collect the rents, and make sure the tenants follow the rules.
Oh, I do that. Oh, I keep my tenants in line. Oh, one little infraction and they're out.
Good. Just last week, we had a tenant in the marina. He broke a rule. We threw him out.
Way to go.
Along with the manager.
Way to go.
Can I get a glass of water?
Well, I don't know. I don't want that water bill to go through the roof. Yeah, watch expenses. Right through there.
Hey, Mr. Furley.
Jack, is it important? I got company.
Well, it's about the cat.
Cat? Cat? There are no cats around here.
Mr. Furley, I saw you pick up a cat and take it in.
Oh, that cat. Well, I took it straight to the pound.
What?
Well, you know the rules. No pets. If there's one thing I do, it's enforce the rules. Tenants, you just have to know how to handle them.
I thought you were too easy on him.
Janet, Terry?
Yeah, oh, where's the kitten?
Furley took it to the pound.
Hey, what?
Did you find my kitty?
We have...
Janet, let me explain.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Hey, Muffet. Hi. Why don't you sit on my tuffet right here? You know something, there are certain things in life that don't go exactly...
I want Cuddles!
Second thought, maybe Aunt Terry knows what to say. Terry?
I do. How about some milk and cookies?
Again?
Jack, what are you doing? We have to get her kitten back.
That's what I'm trying to do, Jen. I'm trying to figure out which pound Furley took the cat to.
Oh.
I mean, how many pounds can there be in this area? 3? Well, that's 1 pound apiece for us, okay? All right.
Wait,
but first...
Jack, what are we going to do about Muffet?
I'm taking care of that right now. I'm going to have Larry babysit her.
Oh, come on. Larry wouldn't be caught dead babysitting.
Hey, Lair, listen, pal. I need you to do me a favor this afternoon. Oh, you're too busy to spend the afternoon with a real cute girl who doesn't want to be alone?
He's bringing a bottle of champagne.
Cute girl.
Thanks.
Yeah. You want some more milk and cookies?
No, thanks. I think I had enough.
So what do you want to do now?
Throw up.
You sound like my last date.
You date?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Dating? Well, I really don't think that I should...
Oh, come on. I'm not going to be it forever, you know. Just tell me what you do on a date.
Well, okay. Let's see. Well, first I go out to a place where I can meet girls. You know, like a church social. Then, if I see a young lady I like, I might take her out for a soda afterwards. And then...
What kind of soda?
An ice cream soda. And then...
What kind of ice cream?
Chocolate. And then...
Do you both have chocolate?
What difference does it make? You gonna let me tell the story?
Right, don't be such a grouch.
All right, then after the soda, I walk her home, we shake hands, and then we say goodnight.
That's it?
Yeah.
Do you always strike out like that?
Let's talk about something else, kid, okay?
Okay. Where do babies come from?
Hi, I'm back.
Thank God. Janet, watch out for her. She's a lot older than she looks.
Guess who I've got in here? It's Cuddle.
Cuddles,
I thought I'd never find you.
Oh. Looky, looky, looky who I found. It's Cuddles, Cuddles, Cuddles.
Jack, that isn't Cuddles. This is Cuddles.
No, it isn't.
What do you mean, no, it isn't?
Here's Cuddles.
What are you doing bringing Terry? What is that, a mongoose? We're looking for an orange, isn't it?
None of these cats is Cuddles. No, I'll never find them.
How could you get a pinto? We're looking for a cat.
Just don't argue about
it.
She says none of these are Cuddles.
I know.
I don't
know.
Kids! See that? Everybody's scared to death of me around here.
I'm impressed.
Maybe I better go in and calm them down.
All right.
Oh, look, girls, it's Mr. Furley.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Why did you kids run into the kitchen when you saw me?
We got hungry.
Well, look.
May I come in?
Oh, look, girls, it's a strange man.
Hi, strange man.
Kids, this is Mr. Williams, Bart's new troubleshooter.
How do you do?
He came over here to see what a good job I'm doing.
Oh, well, Mr. Furley just does a wonderful job. Yeah, you know, he even got us a brand new garbage disposal, and we didn't even really need one.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, he got us so many new things. Let me see, a new couch, new curtains, and a new knife.
Well, what they mean is I'm always fixing up the old stuff so it looks like new, like this oven here. Boy, it used to take forever to get hot, but watch it heat up.
No! We're very energy conscious here.
I'd like to see if you really fix the
oven. Before you see the oven, though, how about coming seeing the new curtains?
Okay, but I do want to see that up.
Sure, anytime. Let's see the curtains. Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
Come on out now, kiddies. You still got 8 lives left. Let's hide them in your bedroom, Terry. Here.
Okay.
Come here.
Okay, get them, darlings. Come on. Now, isn't that really great curtains? I mean, that's great fabric.
They are not. That's junk. Look how easy it rips.
Mr. Furley!
I was just trying to make a point.
Well, my goodness.
Jack, come here.
Yes, Mr. Furley.
Tell Mr. Williams what cheap curtains these are.
No. Mr. Furley said those are the best curtains money can buy.
And I suppose this is the new couch you mentioned.
Yes, it is, it is.
It looks very expensive to me.
Don't squat!
It's gone! It's gone.
The spare change.
Well, I didn't take it.
See what I have to put up with?
Sure I do. But that's no excuse for these unauthorized expenses. You're not going to look very good in my report to Bart, you know that.
Wait a minute, do you mean that you're going to get someone in trouble just because he's doing his job too well?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, gee, that isn't fair. I mean, has generosity become a fault? You know, something that we just, you know, throw out the window for monetary gain?
Well, it depends upon...
Jack, control yourself!
Mr. Williams, don't Don't you think that you were being a little harsh with Mr. Furley here?
Well, you know, you just may have a point there, miss. Sometimes I do get a little carried away. All right, Furley. You're a little too generous, but I'm sure you'll work on that, huh?
I will! I will!
Terry, I can't find the cat.
Don't worry, I took care of it.
Let's go, Furley. You can walk me to my car.
All right.
That's a cat!
It's his!
What?
Come on, Jack, don't play dumb. You know the rules, no pets or else. No exceptions.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Furley. Look, I can't watch your cat anymore. I gotta get to work. See?
Is your cat...
No, it isn't his cat. It's Muffet's.
Who?
Muffet.
Well, now, who is Muffet?
Well...
Tommy?
That's a child with more cats.
Yes, well, we got her these kittens to cheer her up when she lost Cuddles there. But she doesn't need these anymore.
Yeah, we'll take these right back to the pound, we promise.
You're all in very big trouble.
Oh.
I warned you, kids.
You're even in bigger trouble.
Me?
Yes. You're all going to be out on the street if any of you lays a hand on these cats. And just to make sure... They're coming with me. Aren't you, sweet, cute little bundles of fur? Nobody's taking you to the pound. No, siree, don't you worry about it. Daddy, you're going to have Din Din at home, aren't you? Aren't you the most disturbing of this yet?
Remember, if Bart hears a word of this, we'll all be out on the street.
But he won't, will he, my babies? No, no, it's our secret, and we're going to keep our secret.
I guess this belongs to you. You take good care of her, you hear?
No, thanks. I thought about it. I'd rather have a goldfish. They can't run away. Bye.
Bye, Muffet. Well, gosh, guys. What are we going to do with that kitten now?
I guess I could take it.
Oh, would you, Mr. Furley?
Well, somebody has to make the sacrifice. But don't get the wrong idea now. I'm the only one in the building who's allowed to have pets. Because I don't have to answer to nobody.
What? Patches, you say you want your dinner? I'll get it. I'll get it.
No. No, Mr. Furley. You don't have to warm up her milk. Yes, you're welcome, Mr. Furley. Goodbye. Honestly, that is the third time the man has called in the last half hour. I mean, he's like a new parent with a baby.
I think it's so sweet.
Oh, not again.
I'll get it this time, Janet.
Thanks, Jack.
Look, girls, I'm off my rocker. Hello? What? She won't let you get near her? I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, Jack, tell him just to sit her on his lap.
Janet says to sit her on your lap.
And then scratch her behind the ears.
Terry says to scratch her behind the ears.
And then turn her over and rub her stomach. She'll love that.
Terry says to turn her over and rub her stomach. She'll love that. Right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. He said thanks. He never tried that before.
Oh, Furley has got a lot to learn about cats.
Who said that was Furley? That was Larry. He's got a new girlfriend.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.